Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So we were walking out the door today, and I hear Wes's footsteps, and all of a sudden, around the corner comes a little naked toddler man, and he laughs at me maniacally, and then starts shaking his booty at me. And I'm like, where did he learn this? And also, can this be every single day? He called it Wesley's booty dance.
Yeah, yeah. He's getting very creative with his naked dances.
Yeah, yeah. I need to really learn something from him for my own naked dances. They've been feeling kind of flat lately.
You could learn something
from
him. I just
kind of like,
yeah,
you know, stand there and brush my teeth. But like a real like just twerk town, twerk
mm-hmm.
city.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's at. Welcome to Baby Steps, the weekly parenting comedy podcast where we show the hidden side of Instagram perfect parenting, which is not so perfect. We are so excited that Tiffany and Meredith from the Take It or Leave It podcast are with us today. Tiffany, Meredith, how's it going?
Hello, it's going great. I'm stoked to be here.
Hello, hello, hello.
We're happy to have you. We're going to play a game, which is, what would you do? A bunch of parenting hypotheticals. We'll talk about them. Our producer Miles came up with them, so he doesn't have kids, so we'll see. They should be wild.
But first, I want to know a little bit about your kids. You know, we went on your podcast last week, but you know, tell us about it, like what ages are your kids? How long have you guys been doing your podcast? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have a 15-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 10-year-old. My entire life is just basically my husband and I drowning in puberty. All of the smells, all of the awfulness, all of the angstiness, and the awkwardness. And Tiffany and I started this podcast. So, and we basically just shoot the shit, shot.
So my kids are 4 and 5, and I have a bonus daughter who's 10. And we thought having kids back to back would be a super fun idea. And
how did that turn out?
It wasn't. It was not. But yeah, they're great. It's a boy and a girl, and they're arch enemies and best friends, depending on what time of day it is.
Adorable. What causes them to be arch enemies?
Just I think the fact that they breathe the same air usually is what it
mm-hmm.
is.
Existence.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just being in the same room, fighting for attention. They're both totally different kids, which is so weird because I assumed that they would all be generally the same, but they're not. My son's super careful and cautious, and my daughter will just jump into a fire with her middle fingers up, like she doesn't care. They're exact opposites.
Wow.
Hmm.
How old are your kids?
I remember I used to do this. Oh, we have
3 and 6 months.
Yeah.
And so far they
two boys
are not fighting. I mean, the 3-year-old will just giggle at the 6-month-old and then he'll giggle back. It's kind of the game. But then today I was reading books and I saw a little bit of like the 6-month-old reach towards the book and the 3-year-old was like, no. I don't want him to hold the book. And I moved it away. I was like, oh boy, here it comes.
Was your 3-year-old a little upset when you brought the baby home?
Okay, so we did this thing that I had heard from other parents and that I had heard from online, which is, you know, basically my best friend, that if you get the older sibling a gift and say it's from the younger sibling, that it like smooths over all things. And so that's exactly what we did. And for the first like 3 months of Finn's life, he was like, or Wes was like, you know, Finn got me this. It was so thoughtful. How did he know exactly what I wanted? You know?
Wow.
And so So no
bribery.
Yeah, bribery. Yeah, truly,
is the answer.
Truly.
Yeah. Just, but no, I think Wes was the 3-year old was a little like more needing of attention. But directly with Finn, he didn't show that. He was just very like sweet and kind of had some sort of innate human thing of like, oh my gosh, it's a baby. Aww. He just would always like giggle when he was around.
That's
which
so
was adorable.
Beautiful. When my son, when we brought home my daughter from the hospital, my oldest son started shitting behind the couch.
What?
Yeah. He regressed from his potty training and just decided that behind the couch was where he was going to poop now. So I'm glad that it's working out so well.
I mean, if there were the best place to poop, behind the couch would actually be a really good one.
Yeah,
because it's quiet and you know, I feel like you can still hear what's going on, so you don't actually have to leave the room.
Yeah, it's kind of like bathroom with like the door cracked open. Yeah. I mean, Wes will say, "I make poo-poos in the dark."
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That kid
just like creepy. Sit in his bed at 5:30 a.m. and be like.
Sometimes the things he says are like full psychopath. Like the other day, we were sitting at dinner outside, and there was another couple with like an 8-month-old baby or something like that. And everybody was giving this baby a lot of attention. And so Wes started giving the baby a lot of attention and started talking to the dad. And he goes, "I really like saws." And the dad was like, "Cool. That's nice." And he was like, "Yeah. Do you like saws? Because I like handsaws and chainsaws and like circular saws."
"What do you like, little boy?" "I like saws."
It was
like
the strangest thing.
Things.
The dad, like this 8-month-old girl was his first kid, and he was just looking at our son like, "Is this what I'm in for? Like, what is happening here?"
I mean, he didn't also say duct tape and like plastic bags. He just
no,
said
thank
saws.
God.
I feel like it's
no.
safe.
He hasn't connected those things yet, so I think maybe we have a couple more years before he like. Pulls all those things together.
"I like zip ties."
You like saws?
"I like using cash for all my transactions."
Yeah. "Your skin looks really soft."
Yeah, then you have to have a conversation.
Yeah. All right, let's get this game started with parenting hypotheticals. The game's called "What Would You Do?"
What would you do?
Okay.
And I think Miles made this with the intention that we would be talking more about older kids, right?
Right. So, Meredith, maybe you've been in some of these situations before. We'll see. All right, number one, your child is planning on doing a big freestyle rap as part of their campaign for class president, but you find out they are really bad at rapping. What would you do?
I'd be like, "You know what? You sound like a combination of Fergie and Jesus."
Yeah.
Your voice is music to my ears, and I would like to make this my ringtone if you'll allow me. Like, I just love you. And I feel like if he's going to get picked on, I want him to at least have the experience so he can grow from it. I don't want to be the one to crush his dreams.
And I love you for that. I'd be like, "Nope, we're not going to do that. How about ribbon dancing instead? You know, like let's move toward your strong suit." No, I would totally. I've already had this conversation with my daughter.
Have you?
She thinks.
Yeah.
Well, she thinks she belongs on American Idol, and I was like, "Nope, you have the voice. You have your mother's voice." That's how I explained it, and then she was crushed.
Oh yeah, I feel like I would definitely encourage it. Also, because it's freestyle rap, that's hilarious.
I know. Like,
a bad freestyle rap, I would love to see.
Yeah.
Even if it's cringeworthy. But yeah, I don't know if I could crush his dreams, even if he was really bad at something.
I would just encourage him more. I'd be like, "You go for it, buddy. Like, do it with confidence.
Yeah,
this is great. Like."
Let's buy you a hat.
I probably wouldn't like lie and be like, "You sound really good." But I would be like, "Yeah, do it. Go for it. This is working for me." Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know if I would like pay for private rap lessons, you know? Like, I don't know if I would foster the hobby.
Right.
I would just be supportive of whatever he was doing, wherever he was taking it.
Yeah.
That's good. So we're nice parents. And yeah. Meredith's
an angel. I'm honest. I like, seriously, sometimes, I don't know what it is. Our kids at times think that they're like professional athletes and that they're these like, you know, celebrity music. And it's like, at some point, somebody's going to let them know that they're not. So sometimes I just feel like it can be my job to crush some spirits at certain points. You know, sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes it's not, if it's harmless, but I don't know. I mean, I'm just being honest. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just being honest. That's what I would do.
I might need to crush some spirits when it comes to like wanting to be a Twitch streamer or like a major league gaming person. Like, I feel like kids of this generation, like, I thought I was pretty good at video games, but if I had access to watch Twitch streamers as a teenager, I would be like, I'm going to go pro. Mm. Mom, I need to play for 4 hours in a row because
yeah.
I'm trying to go pro. I'm going to be ninja.
Ugh.
Did you guys hear that the number one job that kids want in a recent survey was like to be a YouTuber, social media influencer?
That's not surprising. You see these 16-year-olds who have their cold foam at Dunkin' Donuts named after them, and they're millionaires. Like, I'm so glad I'm not.
Do you drink the Charlie D'Amelio?
I refuse to order it just because I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Have you seen those YouTubers, Bro and Sis? Have you guys seen them?
No.
My kids are obsessed with these YouTube channels, and this Bro and Sis or whatever, this is like the third mansion they've moved into. And my daughter was like, I don't understand why we don't have a mansion. And I was like, bitch, you don't have a job. Probably why you don't have a mansion. Like, I mean, I said, look how many YouTube subscribers they have. They make a lot of money. I was like, mommy doesn't have a lot of YouTube subscribers. So I was like, you need to reel it in. Okay. You're not Bro and Sis.
Yeah. But then I think about it all the time while I'm watching these shows with my kids. I'm like, that guy just built a Lego house and slept in it for a day and got $1 million. I could do that. Like, what is stopping me from building a Lego house and sleeping in it?
Oh, I feel that probably way motivation. All the time when we look at the like toddler channels where it's like, this guy is just playing with trucks in the dirt.
Do you guys know Blippi?
For an hour. Oh,
don't say his name. Don't speak of his name. It's like when you call Satan.
Do not speak Blippi
into the universe.
We only recently discovered Blippi.
We tried to stave off the inevitable. We tried to banish Satan from this house.
But the autoplay on YouTube just kind of, it just led
us. And now he's riding in the car like, can we watch, what was his name again? Oh, Blippi. And I'm like, damn you.
Blippi's killing it.
I'm going to kill Blippi.
Okay.
All right, next question. You get home and find out your child used their allowance to buy a gerbil from the pet store without asking.
Flush it.
Okay.
Flush it. Where did my gerbil go? He went swimming.
How does the kid get to the pet store?
Miles?
He biked there.
He says he biked there.
You know what? That's a lot of work. He knows what he wants and he goes after it. And I like that. I support that.
Until you smell a gerbil.
Yeah. Oh, he's got to take care of it. He'll learn about responsibility. And then if he doesn't, then you flush it.
I think I could learn to, I would be pretty upset either way. Any sort of, if this kid comes home with an animal, I'd be like, what the hell?
Oh no.
But it's a little
like,
cute,
oh,
right?
Sweet.
Think about it.
A West gerbil makes it cute, but like a tabby cat or I don't know.
I feel like anything that lives in a confined space, you know, I'd just put it in his room and be like, all right, that's on you now.
That's your gerbil.
Yeah.
Have fun learning about life and death.
No, I'm living it. I have two guinea pigs that now live in my garage because the smell was so intense. You could smell it if anywhere you were in the house, you could smell the crap and the hay.
Oh, man.
So they now live in the garage and my husband has to build them a mini McMansion because they also have gotten so fat that they don't fit in the other cage anymore.
Oh,
why is
God.
It called a McMansion?
Because it's little. It's like Mick.
That's
Mick
not
McMansion.
No.
I don't think that's
It's a thing I just made it up.
Is somebody chopping wood at your house, Meredith?
That's my dog. She's digging into the carpet to try and lay down. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
She's nesting.
That's all right.
Just
all
like gerbils and hamsters. My first pet was a hamster, and we brought it home. It was this little boy hamster, and it kind of like, it was really fun. Nestled in this place. We had all these like little spirals things and a little loop-de-loop things. And then we find out the hamster is pregnant. It was not a little boy hamster. It was a little girl hamster who apparently was pregnant when we took it home. Yep. Uh-oh. And there was 10 babies that got hatched all of a sudden. Not hatched.
Hatched.
Tamagotchis were popular at the time too, so hatching terminology. But then the mom like ate some of the babies.
Okay, yeah, that took a turn.
Wow,
there was blood everywhere.
That's a real life and death.
And my parents had to like bury them in the backyard and just like not tell us about it.
I watched it.
You watched it? You watched?
I saw that massacre. With mine.
Really?
Yeah. Oof. I had a similar thing where like we got two gerbils. Mm. And they lived in like the middle of our living room. And one day there were 9 gerbils. And we were like, what just happened here? So we named them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And somehow.
What about the other two?
Yeah.
Those were the parents. They were like, you know, bro and sis.
Kinky?
No.
But then we started finding them all over the house. Like they got out of their cage and they went under the refrigerator, and there were all sorts of terrible things that happened, and like ways that gerbils can die that you would never even imagine.
But that said, you're on board with the biking to the pet store. You're like excited for the initiative. I think
if the kid is old
animal
enough,
husbandry
is old enough to bike to the pet store to use his own money to buy a pet that he like really wants, and then take care of the pet as long as he like also got an enclosure for the pet, and it's not he's not like, you know,
a plastic bag.
He sleeps with me in my bed, you know, and I'd be like, no. But yeah, for sure.
I love the optimism that you guys have.
I know.
Yeah, you're like, a little different for me there, gang.
And I love it. I go for it.
Your child really wants to learn how to play drums, but insists that the acoustics are better in the living room and they must play there.
No.
No.
That's where I draw the line.
I'm going to say no all around to drums.
Yeah.
Like, that's a hard stop. Anywhere in the house.
Yeah, maybe the violin or like, I don't know.
My kids get little whistles in those goodie bags at birthday parties. And I'm like, no, I will punch you in the face, parent. Don't put that in there because it never ends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
wait till fifth grade and they bring home the recorder from chorus class.
Oh, no.
Satan's flute.
I don't think
Satan's flute. Oh, yeah. I loved that thing when I was a kid. I don't think I was very good at it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
No, I'm sure you weren't good at it. You are not good at it now.
Yeah, didn't stick. Never was there. Yeah, I would. I mean, there's got to be some sort of like after school band or community center drums.
Go have them play at school. Yeah,
I feel like even you would hear the drums if you had like a back house. They're loud.
A back house.
Yeah.
Back house. Go play the drums in the back house, boy.
That's the garage for him.
Yeah.
For yeah, I don't know what a back house is.
Oh,
you know what an outhouse is.
It's big in California. Everyone, they turn their garages into little houses.
Oh.
Oh, because it's a separate garage?
You
don't need a garage.
It's a garage that's not attached to your house. And so the zoning in LA is such that you can put plumbing out there and turn it into a little house.
Because they need more houses.
Yeah.
Need to encourage.
That makes sense. Maybe they should get McMansions.
Okay.
They should get, they do. Just go Calabasas.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
What would be the ideal instrument for like a middle schooler to take up?
Sign language.
Air flute. Sign language is not an instrument.
I think you like should learn it.
Air guitar.
Air guitar, yeah.
Yeah, like something quiet, something that sounds pleasant even when you hit the
wrong
notes.
Maybe the piano. Don't they have where you can, like, the keyboards, you can put, like, your headphones in?
Headphones on. Yeah, we had that.
Ooh, there it is.
That's nice.
I could handle the piano. I don't think I could handle the violin. It's like bad violin playing is very grating.
Oh, yeah. A harp.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think you could do a harp wrong, can you?
That's a good question. Your sister used to play the harp.
My sister did used to play the harp, and it was a delight. It was heavy and takes up a whole ass, like, you know, 4x4 space in the room. You know, ain't no small harps out there.
Right.
Maybe there are. They call them lutes. Yeah, a small harp is called a lute.
You know what would be worse than the drums? Bagpipes.
Oh, yeah.
That would be hilarious, though.
Sad.
I think I could. I would wear earplugs for a bit. If my kid was like, I'm into bagpipes, Dad.
Only if they were a kilt, too.
I'd be like, you go for it, son. Ach, me laddie. All right, next question. Your child has started a backroom poker game in middle school and has won over $1,000, but the school is pissed. Miles, what's going to happen because the school is pissed? Are we talking expulsion? We're talking detention? Suspension? Week?
Wait,
okay.
So it's a back room at school?
Back room at school poker game is won over $1,000, but the school wants to suspend him for a week.
But how much?
Yeah, because that's illegal.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, isn't it illegal to gamble if you're underage?
Yes.
Well, it's probably illegal to gamble, you know, period, in some states, off of certain areas.
Really?
What if they weren't using real money?
It says here dollars, so I'm going to assume that he won $1,000.
Well, no. I understand that, like...
Yeah, if it's not real money, I believe you can do whatever you want.
That he currently is using real money, but I would say that if he wanted to continue doing it, that they could just use, like, Cheerios and...
He could slip the school a Benjamin Franklin and be like, if you don't tell, there's more where this came from.
That's right. That's right. You call it an after school enrichment, pay a facility fee.
I think you got to have the kid donate the money to the school to buy something that the school needs.
Mm.
And then you got to punish the kid. You're getting suspended.
Oh,
done.
Ew, you're being real.
Oh, hell no. I am. I think this kid has showed initiative.
Yeah.
I think they have showed that they are a hustler. They form community. The school has made the punishment way too hard, and I want to speak to their manager.
I love how Meredith is actually probably the only one who, like, is in these situations currently. Yeah. And she's like, no, they get suspended.
We're all saying what we'd do. I wouldn't be surprised if it was my kid, to be honest with you. My husband is a huge gamble fan. So I'd just be like, honey, you deal with this because this is your fault.
This is on you.
Yeah, I'm backing out of this one.
What do you think he would do?
He'd be like, high five. I mean, don't do that again.
Don't do that. Just do it on at Jimmy's house.
Yeah.
Don't do it on school property.
Bring the kids here.
I mean, Meredith, have you ever hosted a poker night or a sort of a, you know, party that maybe you knew was a little a little sketchy, but you were like on board with it because it was in your house?
No, but I mean, like, we have, they play poker. My husband plays poker with our kids. Like, they know how to play poker, and I don't see a problem with kids playing poker. It's just, it's at school.
But it's after school.
Right, but it's still like you can't have an after-school club where you're illegally gambling. This isn't Peaky Blinders. So
Miles called it a backroom poker game in the school. So
yeah,
it's like,
so it's
that
not,
sounds illegal.
I feel like if the kid were skipping class to do this, I'd be very upset. But if it was like in recess, I'd be a little upset at the school.
Did you guys ever see that chess Netflix show?
Oh yeah.
The
one with
Queen's Gambit.
Look at where it took her, her backroom board game.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I know some people who are like professional poker players in Vegas, and you know it's a job. Like they just play poker for a living.
I think the kid gets some credit.
I would feel like hosting the poker game. Like if Wes, our kids, he says like, look, I really want to do this poker game. Like, gonna get all these friends together. I would allow him to host at this house and like make snacks.
Yeah, Lunchables and Capri Suns.
I didn't use real money.
No, I think if it's a restricted buy-in of like $10 or $20, it's fine. All right, next question is: wants to ask out the most popular kid in school on a date, and is planning a huge romantic gesture in front of the whole school. Oh my god! Oh no. Feel like it's gonna backfire.
You think?
Just out of the blue, the
any
most popular kid
who's gonna put that much effort in probably doesn't have a chance. You know what I mean?
That's sort of what I'm thinking. Yeah,
because the jocks just got a smile and the girls swoon, but a kid who like takes the time to plan an elaborate thing—that's a good kid. Which means he had to develop personality. Which means he probably didn't have it going on in the looks department. Speaking from experience.
And for this one, I would totally not deter that, and I would say go for it.
Oh, it's so hard.
Ned, I feel like this is particularly close to your heart since,
oh yeah,
you grew up as kind of a nerdtron.
Thank you yes, a nerdtron indeed.
Oh, see, indeed. That's why you're funny and successful now.
Thank you.
I believe nice that the kids who are dorks and get made fun of.
Yes, I was in the robotics club.
Oh, actually.
In the chess club, the math. Yeah. I was a mathlete, successful mathlete, star mathlete.
Well, actually.
I was also a varsity soccer player, lacrosse player.
Based on the stories that I've heard, you were on the B team of the
mathletes. That was only because I didn't go to that many meetings. I was on the B team of the mathletes because I missed a lot of, you know, practices. And they were like, wow, well, you can't just roll in here and show everybody up. But that's what I did.
Yeah.
I single-handedly beat the A team.
What were you like in high school?
Oh, I was super cool.
Were you? Would you guys have ended up dating if you knew each other, do you think?
That's a good question.
I mean, in my dreams.
In his dreams, I was an international student for a little while, which made me think I was really, really super cool in college.
What does that mean?
And then, I lived overseas and went to school in London for high school. And so when I went to college, I thought I was the coolest person in the entire world because I had been drinking for 4 years already, and like. You know, I had had all of this life experience that I thought made me better than everybody, and then I quickly realized that that was not the person that I wanted to be. But I feel like when you and I met, did you think I was like out of your league?
Yes.
I know.
She just wanted to hear it again. She already knew. She's like, let me just ask again. Just
that's how we go to bed. Is I'm like, you thought
was
I was
it? Really? Yeah.
Every night.
No, but I actually kind of want our kids to be nerdy.
Oh, for sure. But in this situation where you're like, you know. I doing a big romantic gesture in front of the whole school for maybe the person's into you and it's like, she said yes. now I'm dating the prom queen. But right. like usually
when does that actually
the way this
out?
Goes is you are having a crush on someone. It's kind of an unrequited love and you're making a kind of a fantasy story mm-hmm. in your head about how it might go if only you did X, Y, and Z. But usually it's like you know, that's not how relationships yeah. form. And so it's, I don't know what I would do in this situation, but planning a big romantic gesture for someone that doesn't like you back displays a lack of like emotional intelligence that I think is something that I certainly had to learn because I was the kid that was crushing on girls that didn't like me back. So I don't know. But I guess Miles didn't specify that the person does like them or not back.
Yeah, that's important.
Or if it was a girl or a boy.
Well, sure. But, you know, I'm assuming just mapping my own experience yeah. into it. But, yeah. Mm. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Have you guys ever called the parents of, like, another friend? Like, if you knew the parent of the person that your kid was crushing on, would you ever call them and be like,
call let's, your crush.
Let's get them together for call your kids let's get them together for a
do a
play
little,
date.
Little backroom poker game matchmaking. Okay. All right.
Well, we were at the community pool the other day, and I noticed my son was chatting up a young lady, and he said, "We're gonna go get a pizza." And so they walked across the pool together and they were gonna order a pizza at the little concession stand thing. And I looked across the way and I realized that was her mother.
Uh-huh.
So I just got up and I walked over and I was like, "Hey, apparently our kids are having pizza together. That's my son, blah, 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 blah." And then we exchanged phone numbers and now my son hates me.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I'll do that.
What about the llama yeah. story, Meredith?
That one hurt, but I also, that's the thing. Like, my son got this girl for Valentine's Day, this big stuffed llama, and brought it into school. And she crushed his heart, right? But it's like, but you have to allow them to do this, to have these experiences, because something, he liked something about her, right? Yeah. Now, I wanted to strangle her because she hurt my son, but I didn't let him onto that at all. I just said, you know, she's allowed to feel the way that she's allowed to feel. If she doesn't have those feelings towards you, there's a reason for that. And it's better that you know now. And you don't have to pine over her. She's let it be known. And there's, you know, there are going to be other girls. Yeah, I promise you, there's going to be tons of them. And, you know, or boys. Cause I said, like, I was like, I don't, you know, who the hell knows? I have no idea. But I can tell you that the experience is needed. It's necessary. And so when they say those things to me, you know, yeah, I'll take you to the store and buy you something to take to her if that's what you want to do. Just be prepared to know you don't know what the situation is going to hold.
I'd egg her house, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that later.
I'd prank call her house and just, "I will kill you." And then
Mom, why are there forks in the lawn? I like that. I think that's a good perspective. Because, you know, like, even just, you never know how a big gesture is going to work out. Maybe it is a happy ending.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with crushes is you don't know until you like take action to either be like, "Hey, I like you. What's up?"
Most of life to take is action you don't know what's going to happen. You may as well give it a go. I didn't know that I was going to have a career change at 34. And I used to be a public school teacher. PE. No less. So it's like, you don't know what the hell is going to happen.
Now she's a stripper. It's just crazy how life works.
That is one career that I guarantee you I will not be attempting. Nobody needs to see this.
You never know. Your child steals a lottery scratcher from the convenience store, but uh-oh. It's a winner for a huge amount of money.
Mm.
Ooh. How huge are we talking, Miles?
$10,000.
Yeah. So like a lot of money.
Dang, dude.
But he stole it.
But
which
not yeah, like
which doesn't seem possible because they keep those things under glass.
Right. Right.
So he must have known somebody at the convenience store.
I'd make him donate all of it and watch it go away.
Yeah, I think that's what I do too.
Yeah.
Well, it's technically stolen property, so it needs to be returned to the gas station, and then they have to void that ticket.
Ow.
Boo. We'll keep the money and donate it to a charity.
Yeah, because that's not like stealing a piece of candy. That's like government property, kind of.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like that's a felony.
I guess you just have to throw it away, because if you were to try to claim it, they'd like look at the CCTV footage and track it back and recognize it.
Or you could take it back to the...
No. You don't want your kid to get a felony.
They wouldn't if you went back with
and said, sorry, I stole this. They're like, forgiven. Don't worry about it.
How old is the kid? Is the kid 12 or is the kid 17?
Doesn't matter. Miles. It's not a chance I'm willing to take.
12.
12. Mm-hmm. Miles says 12.
I don't think they're locking up a 12-year-old for this.
I mean, are you willing to take the risk?
I am willing to risk it.
Okay. I'm not.
You sell it on the black market for 80% of its value to someone else who's willing to take the risk.
That's a good idea.
And donate that amount, $8,000, to a charity.
Wow, this really went sideways. Yeah.
There's ways around this.
All right, okay. Next question. Jesus Christ, Miles. the kid has been blackmailing the principal for tax evasion.
Whose kid is this?
In order to get better food at the cafeteria.
Miles, this is escalating.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
Your kid murders the governor. Do you help him hide the body? Can you say that again?
Okay, wait.
Blackmailing the principal?
The kid is blackmailing the principal for something. In this case, tax evasion was the chosen crime. Tax evasion.
The fact that the kid understands the tax system at all.
Yeah, this one. Okay.
Okay, but so the principal.
Yeah, so I guess it's like the kid is bullying the principal to get better food in the cafeteria. For some, maybe it's something the principal did. Maybe it's not tax evasion. That seems a little far-fetched. Maybe it's like...
Is it better food for everybody or is it just better food for him?
Maybe the principal has a secret.
Because if it's better food for everybody...
I don't like it.
That's like... That's community organizing.
It's scary.
I think this one's too much.
When people
this
get...
This sounds like a script for a show on the CW. I don't know.
Totally.
Did you know that Mr. Cooper has been stealing money from the government?
And I just want some delicious pizza. So what do we do?
Yeah.
Let's get Jimmy.
And they're like extremely attractive 25-year-old actors that are
pretending to be teenagers.
16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't
jacked.
Know about this one.
Yeah.
There's a romance.
I just really like that pizza. They make out.
They have all the super cliche characters, like the nerdy one who's like a comic relief, the beautiful babe. She's like, I'll seduce the principal while you sneak pepperonis into the lunchroom.
He's got a pepperoni, all right.
We took this really far.
Oh, duh. The nerd character. This is probably like hacking the principal's computer system.
Yeah, and everybody has a computer hacking skill. Get out of here.
Yeah,
absolutely. And the principal clearly does his taxes on his school computer. You know, he doesn't do it on his home computer because who would do that?
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whoa, I found a folder called Secret Stuff on the principal's desktop. let's check it out.
It's got pictures of him. What is that weird thing where they dress up like babies and like while doing his taxes?
It's them like LARPing.
No kink.
No, it's not like LARPing.
That's how you ask. I mean, it is technically live action role playing,
yeah, but that's not true.
Usually what you think of when you think of the word LARPing.
But yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah,
guess you are correct, Ariel.
Yeah, it's LARPing.
Yeah.
Don't need no D20 for this.
20? What is that?
Oh, see, Ned's going full nerd right now.
The little 20-sided dice they use in Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, I've seen those. They make them special on Etsy.
Put the D in D20. We'll move on to the next one.
I love Dungeons and Dragons jokes.
Yeah, no extortion. That's where I draw the line. Backroom poker, okay. Extortion for tax fraud.
No,
too far.
Please report it to the authorities. All right, your child.
I just want to say, I think the question is, how did you find out about this?
Mm.
You know, like if they told you because they were like, I think that our principal is committing tax fraud, you know, then it's sort of like,
yeah.
All right.
Now,
well,
what do you do?
You're in deep, buddy.
Do you tell people? Hey, so it just turns out my kid broke into your computer and I found out that you're stealing money from the government.
While LARPing.
While LARPing, exactly.
Your child asks you to refer to them.
What? Why wasn't I invited?
Your child asks you to refer to them as Blade Stormwind, Sorcerer of Darkness, but is otherwise acting as usual. Oh, I love this one.
Yeah.
I can totally see it.
Yeah. 100%. I'll call you whatever you want.
Yeah.
Have your kids asked you
Meredith
to call them
shaking
anything
her head.
Else?
You couldn't pay me to call him Blade Stormrunner, Sorcerer of Darkness. No. The answer is
Mom,
no.
It's Blade Stormwind, Sorcerer
right.
of Darkness.
No. I'll call you Blade Storm Fart. Nope,
Mom,
not happening.
I summon the magic of the ancients to rain storm and thunderclouds upon my enemies.
Ooh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I'm a pass on that.
Why?
It reminds me of the show with Eleven.
Right. Yeah, it's like
Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger
Things. Your kids could be solving an underworld between worlds monster murder case.
The upside down?
Something like that.
The upside down.
Yeah. I'm full on board. I would be a little too into it. He's like, Dad, I don't really want to like create a storm tunnel in the backyard. It was a fun thing I did with my friends. I'm like, welcome to my shop of curiosities, son. Choose wisely and spend your coin.
Your son's Dad, I'm 30. You can stop now. You're like, very funny, Stormwind.
Stop Come calling on. Me Blade Stormwind. Oh my
goodness. Answer me these questions three. Your child had a big party at your house. Oh, here we go. When you were gone for the afternoon. Miles, come on. When you were gone for the weekend. Miles wrote, when you were gone for the afternoon. That's
that's a fast
what kind of party are we having?
A very quick party.
It's a D&D party.
No.
This is going in one direction.
Your child had a big party at your house when you were gone for the weekend, but cleaned up everything immaculately.
Cool.
Well, how would you know? You wouldn't know. How would you know? There's
they
no way.
They happened to me once.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Well, not my kids.
You did
Obviously,
it.
Obviously, they were five, but I did that. My parents were out of town. And I threw a gigantic keg party at my house. And my stepdad was a cop at the time. And
how old were you?
I was 17, 16. Oh, and we cleaned it up so perfectly. My parents never would have known, except when we were cleaning out the kegs, one of the kids took one of my stepdad's kegs accidentally. And so my stepdad came home and was like, where's my keg? And I'm like, that's crazy. I don't know. And then... he asked the neighbor and the neighbor said that there was definitely a party going on. So then I showed him a bunch of pictures from the party And I was like, but look how good I clean. This is what it looked like before. Like, you can't be mad.
Wow. Ballsy.
Yeah.
And crazy. What were the repercussions?
Surprisingly, none. Two of the girls who had been partying got kicked out of their apartment, and my parents, and they had been staying in the guest room, and my parents noticed that the beds weren't made. So my parents let them live there after that. And yeah, I know, super weird, but they, and my parents nice. Collected their rent and saved it up until they were ready to move out on their own, and then gave it back to them to Aww. Use towards a new place.
Oh my God.
And so it has a happy ending. My parties change lives is what I'm saying, basically.
That's adorable.
Yeah, clearly.
Wow. So I say go for it, because you never know what beauty comes out of a party.
I think what would hurt the most is the like betrayal of trust and the kind of like,
yeah,
feel like they had to like hide it. You know, like I feel like I could be on board with the party if, you know, we kind of talk about it and talk about do's and don'ts of throwing a rager at your parents' house.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
well, how about, yeah, but you can't, they can't have alcohol on the property.
You just had your arms right. crossed and said, you can't have alcohol on the property. Like, but Miles didn't say anything about alcohol. He just said a party. You could have Dr. Peppers and Lunchables. We don't know. Like,
that. Why are they hiding a Dr. Pepper and Lunchable party?
Lunchables are high in triglycerides.
I would like to know about it. Help plan it. Be as far removed from the actual party as possible when it's going on, but like still reachable if like, oh fuck, Jimmy slipped and fell in the pool and now there's blood everywhere. I don't know, you know, like this, that's, everything was cleaned up, which is fortunate, but you know, bad things can happen and I want to be there to help out.
Yeah.
And you know, put guardrails up, like, you know,
get a school bus and only just drive everybody keg. Home so they don't have to drive drunk.
Right. Yeah. Let everyone spend the night. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I agree,
Meredith.
Call
the parents. Tell them to come pick up their
kids. The problem is that we don't live in a world that was 20, 25 years ago. My mom, the other day, we were talking and she was like, I don't know how you parent in the world today because we had it so easy. I didn't know where you were. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew at the end of the day you were going to show up home and there was never a thought in between.
Yeah.
It's just a different world.
It is. And we're not there yet. Like, Mm-mm. we definitely have thought about, you know, like, what are we going to do when he's old enough to have a phone or to
join the hype house,
go on the internet.
Well, thank you, Tiffany and Meredith, for coming on the show. Where, speaking of social media, where can we follow you? Where can people check you guys out?
You can listen to our podcast at Take It or Leave It. Google that, nope. And then Google Juggling the Jenkins and you'll find me. Meredith, you're better at this.
So you can find us anywhere that there are podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Podbean, CastBox, podcast, takeitorleaveit.com, which is our actual website, not what Tiffany said. And you can find me on Facebook at Meredith Masony, and you can find my very good friend, Tiffany Jenkins, at Juggling the Jenkins.
See what I mean? That was good.
Thank you so much for being with us. Very hilarious conversations. Check them out and subscribe to their channel. Subscribe to our channel while you're at it. Leave everyone five stars. Helps people discover both of our shows. Until next time, life's a journey. Take baby steps.